I know it's here somewhere. Finally.
Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
All right, greetings, folks. Today, we're going to cover something really interesting that I think you're going to want to know more about, and that is something called Tiny 11. Tiny 11. I know that doesn't sound terribly exciting, but it will be when we get through with it here. What's wrong with Windows 11? Let's ask that to start with. What is wrong with Windows 11? Well, it's created by the evil empire, first off. But secondly, it's got a lot of stuff that we don't need that Microsoft is foisting upon us, as they do with many things. And in this case, one of the big things that they're pushing is the TPM module, trying to get us off of older hardware, basically making it hard on us because they're trying to force us to buy all new PCs in order to do anything. Well, fully on that, we're going to take back our old equipment and be able to put Windows 11 on it with Tiny 11. Tiny 11 strips out all the junk that Microsoft has put into Windows 11 and all of the spyware that they're watching everything you do and keeping up with everything you do. Pull all that out and also take out all the requirements to force you to use new hardware. Intriguing, isn't it? Let's take a look at it. We're going to go into Oracle, VirtualBox. I'm a VMware guy from way back, and so, of course, I would call it that. But VirtualBox. We're going to start a new edition here. And this, by the way, is also a new version of VirtualBox. So that'll be interesting for us as well. I'm going to go ahead and pick the VM, which I happen to have, or not the VM, the ISO, which I have on the L drive, the Tiny 11 ISO. It is Windows 11, 64-bit. And we're going to skip the unattended installation. I think I can do that. Let's see. This is, like I say, all new to me. It's not going to let me do that. Okay. Let's see what we got here. Let's go to... Now, here's the thing about Tiny 11. This is the cool part. It requires much less in the way of memory. As a matter of fact, believe it or not, you can get by with 1 gig of memory. Now, that's all well and good, but I'm going to go ahead and go to 4 gig because I don't want to push it. Let's see, 4092, I believe. Is that 4 gig? Yes. I think that's right. Let's see. 4096. All right, we're going to go with 2 CPUs. We could have stuck with 1 again. That's okay. And 20 gig of memory. Now, here's the thing. You're going to say, wait a minute, Dr. Bill, 20 gig of memory is not, when I say memory, hard disk space, is not enough for Windows 11. It is enough for Tiny 11. You can get by with 8 gig of disk space. I know, I kid you not. That's how much bloatware is in the typical Windows 11. So we're going to go with 20 gig. I know some of you are going, I don't believe it. We'll see. So let's crank it up and start our installation here. Give me all these little cute messages. We'll let the messages stay. There we go. Auto capturing keyboard. Yes, yes, yes. Do away with all these messages. All right, I'm going to bring this up here where we can see it pretty clearly. And as we go along, I will probably get my screen a little bit cleaner looking there. As we go along, I will probably speed up certain parts of the installation. It actually goes very quickly. However, there's no reason to sit and watch the little thing spin, you know, when it's doing things. Suffice to say, it is working there in the background. Setup is starting. And here we go. I'm just going to accept all the defaults and accept the Microsoft agreement. Now, I know some of you are saying, well, wait a minute. You said this was not Microsoft. Yes, it is. It is the real Windows 11. The guy who created this just stripped out all the junk that Microsoft thinks you need, but we don't. And we'll go ahead and allow it to start copying the files here. And like I say, I will shorten a lot of this, skip through some of this as we go along. All right, we are all the way through the boring part of the installation now. Still got to install some updates. That'll take a few minutes, but I did want to kind of shorten that installation for you. It was very uneventful. We just watched a percentage countdown, and that was it. Okay, it finished up, and now we are waiting for the restart. I'm not going to jump the gun and press the restart now, though I could, because we've only got a few seconds here, and then it will restart. And we're rebooting from VirtualBox. I'm not going to hit any key. Got to leave the any key alone, so it'll boot off the actual installation here. And it will take a moment to come up, but you'll notice once it does that it will be just like any other Windows 11 installation. It has to start all the services in the background, since the devices that it has, although keep in mind this is a VirtualBox instance. So there's really no way that this machine, now the machine that I'm running VirtualBox on, is not Windows 11 compliant, the underlying physical machine. The VirtualBox machine is obviously not Windows 11 compliant because it doesn't have TPM. It doesn't have a modern processor. It's all virtualized anyway. And yet I didn't have to do anything special. I didn't have to tweak any registry settings. I didn't have to do anything fancy. Tiny 11 already comes with all the garbage stripped out of it. So it has been de-Microsoft as much as it needs to be in order to get past all the junk Microsoft has added into Windows 11 that we don't need. And I'll let you in on a little secret before it even comes up. It won't even have a web browser installed. It's not going to automatically install Microsoft Edge, which is, of course, Microsoft's newest browser. I happen to like Microsoft Edge pretty well. So if I want to use it, I can go into the Microsoft Store, and I can select Edge from there and have it installed. Now, I've installed this on physical hardware already as well, as a virtual machine. First, I installed it on a virtual machine, checked that out. Then I had an occasion where my TV server just locked up, okay? And I decided, why not? I'll install the Tiny 11 distro, if you want to call it that, Windows, onto my TV server. And then I reinstalled Channels DVR, and I reinstalled all the other things that I normally would have on my TV server. And sure enough, it all worked flawlessly. It found all the hardware, everything was great, came up, I was able to install everything, and it is now working, quote-unquote, in production. Now, obviously, this isn't truly production, but it's production for me. It's how I see all my TV shows. So there you go, and that's using the HD Home Run boxes that I have already shown you in the past, but I just had to rebuild everything. Don't you love it when a machine croaks and you have to rebuild it? But this time I rebuilt it with Tiny 11. So real world instance where I'm actually using it. There you go. So we are coming up on, don't you just love it when Microsoft says just a moment. They try my patience. All right, here we go. The old Windows logo. All right, we're going to go with the US of A. And I will say this, this is much faster on physical hardware, obviously. This is a virtual machine, as we've talked about. Running on an old HP physical hardware box. Okay, US keyboard, correct. We're going to skip a second keyboard. And now, of course, Microsoft being Microsoft, they're going to check for updates. Now, the nice thing about Tiny 11, it is based on the latest version of Windows 11. So, patch-wise, this is very much up to date. The thing is, you get your patches from Microsoft. There's nothing different about the way the patching process works. So, you can just patch it normally. It will find all the updates and install them. Because really, for all intents and purposes, this is a Windows 11 instance. It's just that they've stripped out all the stuff we don't want. All right, I'm going to use a local account. Again, something you can't always do with the regular Windows 11. And I'm going to just put in a blank for my password. I don't recommend that in the real world, but this is just a test. All right, we're going to go ahead and pick all the default options here. And once again, it's going to check for updates. And now we see the regular Windows. Hi there. Getting things ready for you. Because, of course, it would not be enough to give it to us immediately. This might take a few minutes. And of course it will. First time I read this, I was telling my wife, I read, this might take a few minutes, don't turn off your PC. And I kind of read it in the attitude of, keep your shirt on. I'm just impatient when it comes to installs, what can I say? Almost there, it promises. And there it is. The real, official Windows 11. Now, note all the junk that is still installed here. There's a cure for that as well. For instance, do I want Messenger? No, I don't want Messenger, so I right-click and click Uninstall. It's gone. Instagram. Uninstall. Gone. ESPN. I don't even do sports. Uninstall. It's gone. Prime Video. Uninstall. Clipchamp Video Editor. No, thank you. Xbox. Don't have an Xbox. Don't need one. Gone. TikTok. Obviously don't want that. Gone. Spotify. Uninstall. Gone. WhatsApp. Are you getting the idea here? Look at all this junk. Solitaire. Now, I know some people love Solitaire on their PC. I don't. I don't want Microsoft selling me Microsoft Office, so I get rid of that. And I think I'll leave the rest of this. And that's all I really need. Now, if I look at all apps, I can see that's all there is. Very little there. All right. Now, let's do this. Let's right-click and go to Device Manager. And with a few rare things, the multimedia audio controller, the base system device, it found all these other devices. And I could easily update the driver and supply drivers for it if I needed to. But and that's what I did on the physical machine that I set up. But, I mean, this is a good, clean Windows 11 install. Everything works as you would expect it to work. Not much in the tray here. Now that we've uninstalled all the junk that was left He's already stripped out all the monitoring and everything else. So we've got a nice base operating system for Windows 11. So, hope you found this interesting. I sure did. Kind of opens up a whole new world of things that I can install Windows 11 on. This does not look for any hardware requirements whatsoever. So you can install this. Believe it or not, the guy was saying he had installed this on a Core 2 Duo processor from the early 2000s. And in, I think he said, I'm wanting to say 200 megabyte of disk space. I mean, that's ridiculous. Maybe it was 200 meg that it was using in memory. I don't know, but it's amazing. So let's do a right click here, go to Task Manager, and we will look at what it's using. Now, of course, again, this is a virtual machine, but we've got a utilization of around 40%, 37% right in there, and memory utilization of 1.8 gig of the 4 gig that I gave it. So very minimal resource utilization here. So if you're looking for a nice, thin, as the name implies, tiny build for your PCs, you could put this on a very low-powered PC and do very well. And of course, if you put it on a very high-powered PC, then it gives you even more horsepower to work with for your applications. So there you go, Tiny 11. That is available. Let me show you where that is available from. Let's go here and come in with DuckDuckGo. Put in tiny11archive.org. Whoops. Tiny 11. I didn't type it completely. There we go. The gentleman who did this is NTDev, and as you can see here, it's archive.org/details/tiny-11-NTDev is the address, and it uses 8 gig of disk space compared to the 20-plus gig of a standard installation, and you can upgrade. I forgot to mention that. You can upgrade from an existing Windows 10 installation and install it even on unsupported devices. So the ISO image is available here. They also have a torrent link, which will be a much faster download. The ISO download from archive.org takes a long time. Archive.org is a site that is very busy. And he's hosting it there because it's free. Why not? So ISO image, but you could get the torrent and just use QBitTorrent or some other free BitTorrent client to download it, and you can download it a lot faster. So there you go, Tiny 11. So remember, until next time, that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillDaily.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.
If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel and ding the bell to be notified of future videos.